Tender, I want to waste this lady's time. It's Laura Dern. She's an Oscar-nominated actress with 4 Golden Globes to her name. Born into a Hollywood acting family, she has a 40-year career of considerable range under her belt. By the time she was 25, she was the wonderful siren at the heart of the movie Wild at Heart, which I loved myself. And she was the good girl in Mask and was the dinosaur lady in Jurassic Park. And she has most recently starred in the wonderful movie The Fault in Our Stars, in which she plays the mother of a teenage girl dying of cancer. I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't read it, it's the teenage film of the summer. You'll see lots of crying girls coming out of the cinema after that one. And Laura will receive the Gregory Peck Award for Excellence in the Art of Film at the Dingle International Film Festival here in Dingle next Wednesday. Miss Laura Dern, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So lovely to hear from you.
I'm just sorry you're not sitting here in our little van talking to us, because I would have admired you down through the years from afar, but we're just going to have to make do with the telephone. How excited are you about coming to Ireland? I hope you are at least a bit excited.
Well, I'm so excited, and I've always wanted to come. I've never been to Ireland, which is just devastating that it's taken this long. But it's a particular honor because Gregory Peck, who I not only revere and admired for so many years, became a friend, as did his whole family. And he is the first person who told me that his favorite place on earth was County Kerry and that I had to go. And so it means the world to me that I get to be experiencing it for the first time while receiving this amazing honor.
Well, that's a lovely connection. I didn't realize you had become friendly with Gregory Peck. Can you tell me what circumstances that happened under?
I had the privilege of meeting he and his extraordinary wife, Veronique, after a film I'd done called Rambling Rose, in which his role of Atticus in To Kill a Mockingbird was, you know, one of the most iconic and one of my favorite performances of all time. And he actually sought me out and loved the film Rambling Rose, and so it meant so much to me. But then we became very dear friends, and his children, particularly his daughter Cecilia, is one of my best friends now. So
okay.
It's really extraordinary to get to be there in these circumstances.
I have a teenager of my own, and I gave her a gift of a poster of that movie, To Kill a Mockingbird, after, because it's a very popular book in schools here in Ireland. And Gregory Peck really took that role from the book and made it, I suppose, his own in many respects. And people like you, and then on to my own, and the next generation, are just besotted by that figure of Mr. Gregory Peck in that extraordinary role.
It's incredible, and it's sadly rare to see a figure of such great dignity and power, and equally of compassion. And you know, he holds that and held that in his life so beautifully. And I know he was so connected to Ireland. You know, his father was born very near Dingle, and went there a lot throughout his life, and loved it so much. And I believe he was a great supporter of the university in Dublin.
That's right.
And, yeah, and just, you know, loved Ireland so deeply. But he was one of the great fighters for all good causes, as well as such a great actor.
Yeah.
So he made Atticus his true muse. It was very beautiful to witness.
Yeah. What about yourself these days? Obviously, The Fault in Our Stars is doing the business for one and all. It's a beautiful story and has caught the imaginations of, as I say, the next generation, I suppose you could say, whatever about this one. How are you feeling about the success and the reaction to that and to you in it?
Well, I you know, wonderful, because John Green, who wrote the book, is such a beautiful writer. And when you read the book, you realize that it immediately translates to all people. It's not just a young adult novel, which is sort of the area in which it started. But he has a voice as a writer, to me, much like J.D. Salinger did, as a voice of a generation. And so I feel privileged to be part of it, and thrilled that people are so touched by it. And you know, excited. I was doing a show for HBO for the last, like, 2.5-3 years called Enlightened, and it took up really so much of my time for a few years. So I've just done a few films in a row, this being one, and it's so nice to be working on different things right now with such wonderful people. So I feel very lucky.
I have no doubt, Laura, that Dancer of the Year, as you've worked with Irish actors and actresses and maybe even directors and producers and or even sound men or clapperboard boys, whatever it might be. So you've had brushes with Ireland before having come here. You haven't been here just yet. So what are your expectations? Are you expecting people to be full of blarney, as they might say in America? Or are you expecting a beautiful scenery? Are you expecting a glass of Guinness? Or what are your expectations, Laura Dern?
Well, I'll take it all.
Yeah,
let's see. Let me just say that I've been raised in America by Southern women. Mm. And when anyone I've ever met throughout Europe who talks about the Irish has compared the Irish to Southerners in America because they're very familial and friendly, and my grandmother, who is from Alabama, would never let anyone leave her home without a home-cooked meal.
Okay.
And so all the Irish that I've ever met have that same kind of giant, generous spirit. So I'm just madly in love with the Irish. So I can't wait to have many more brushes and perhaps a few Guinness as well.
Okay, well, we're really excited about you coming to town. And I have to say, with your lovely manner and articulate ways, I think you'll fit very nicely into this country. And maybe you might stay a few days longer. But in the meantime, congratulations on the award. Hope you have a safe journey here. And even more so, I hope you have a very memorable time in our country. Laura Dern, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
I know I will. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Thank you, Laura. That's the great Laura Dern, Oscar-nominated actress for the movie she mentioned there in our interview, Rambling Rose, and four Golden Globes under the belt, as they say. She's coming to the Dingle Film Festival, and the Gregory Peck Awards, where she's going for receiving, for Excellence in the Art of Film. And she'll get that award, receive it on Wednesday, the 16th of July at 6:30 p.m. at the Blasket Centre. The event is open to the public. Tickets can be bought at dinglefilmfestival.com. What a lovely lady. I wasn't sure what to expect. Sometimes with Hollywood superstars, you're never quite sure what might have come down the line, but she was a lovely surprise. Very charming and attractive.